This is Michelle Lorette with ProVideo Solutions, reporting for Convergent AV at the outstanding Dallas Almo E4 show. And I am lucky enough to be sitting with Steve Alexander. Steve is the business development manager for them. And they have come out with something that I think is fascinating, because I'm more of a video girl, and they have a new offering called Sound Options, and sound is its own world. Right? Its own science, its own discipline. So can you tell our audience about this new offering and how it's going to help them, what it means to them, what
sure,
it does?
Michelle. Well, thanks for having me. The name of the new initiative that we put together is called Sound Options, and it is exactly what it says it is. We're trying to give our reseller and integrator partners more options on the sound audio side of the house. So we're bringing in other vendor partners. Right now we've brought in five new vendor partners, and we've got about as many on the deck right now, just waiting to finish up paperwork to bring on board.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so I'm working with my colleague, Rob Ziv, we are trying to be very strategic about the partners that we bring on, because we want to round out the offerings, again, to our reseller partners so that they can, from soup to nuts, audio to video, control, everything in between, can all arrive on one palette from Almo. We know that audio has been traditionally a direct experience or through the manufacturer's rep.
Correct.
And this is a little bit of change of the model and to go through distribution. But we feel confident that we have the expertise on board to help the integrator with their, we're not going to do system design for them, but we're going to make system recommendations, and you know, they come to us with a project, and again, we can help give them overall recommendations and course direction to go.
Well, and it's nice. I know I worked for an integrator back in 2011 for a year, and it was after Tamberg had been sold. And so, unfortunately, when Cisco bought them, they unbundled all their bundles to the point that they even left out a power cord that was. And so, but what I liked was that I could go to my distributor and say, okay, well, this is what they want. And they would come back and say, did you need this? Did you need this, Michelle? And they would really help guide me through that process, because sometimes you do overlook something that could be a critical component, and you just don't know what you don't know. And so how many manufacturers do you currently have on your audio portfolio?
So right now we have around 20,
maybe
a few more. All of Harman.
Nice.
Which, of course, includes AKG, Brooks Siren Systems, Crown Amplifiers, JBL, DBX, AMX on the control side of the house, right? Along with what I also like to call our legacy brands, we have Atlas Sound, we have Lexicon's part of that Harman group as well. Sorry, I left them out. And Soundcraft for consoles. And we have Kramer as well. And some of the new lines that we brought on are Phoenix Audio. We're really excited about them. They have a nice little four-channel mic line auto mixer that's really simple to set up for the guy that does not need the robust programming opportunities that a BSS device would provide.
Sure.
Okay. And we've also brought on Revolution Acoustics, which is a whole different way of providing sound to the room. They're using what's called planar wavefront technology. So they're attaching what they're called multi-deucers to surfaces like a wall or a table and turning that surface into a speaker.
Mm.
So it's a whole new way
I've heard
of doing
about
sound.
Them.
It's very cool.
Yeah, and that is some cool technology. I was just like, one of my dealers was asking me, have you seen this? And I was like, no. And so he showed me a video, and I was like, that's fascinating.
Right.
That's a very different, unique application.
Exactly. We're trying to get our reseller partners to start thinking outside the box, because there's opportunities outside the box. That's why, again, another line that we brought on is Ashley Amplifiers. They've got a great line of amplifiers and mixers, controllers, digital signal processing as well. And last but not least on that list of audio-only folks, well, we brought on Biamp as well, the Devio, of course, which we're doing a big push.
I saw that.
And we've also brought on Titan, which is a microphone really geared for the higher-end conferencing microphone system. And the municipal market, so water boards of education, school boards, city council members, folks that need to have a meeting that needs to be documented and in a meeting where you can actually take votes. They can run the meeting from start to finish, take votes, tally the vote, record the meeting, pull out you know, Councilman number three, they need to know everything that Councilman number three said. Well, they can pull that off the audio file and aggregate it into one file. It's very cool technology.
Oh, that is good technology.
So what we're trying to do is we're trying to bring audio together as an aggregate, as a category within Almo. Audio as a category. In addition to the other side of the house, which is video and control. So we, again, soup to nuts, we're hoping that we can provide everything on one palette from Almo for that person's project.
Well, and I don't think many of our integrators have gone through like a Lean Six Sigma initiative, so they might not even know how much it cost them to cut a PO. But I will say there is something to be said for when you deal with a provider like Almo and you've got 26 different manufacturers, if you can actually acquire all 26 different manufacturers' product, right, through one source, that's tremendous. You know, you can kit things for them. You can palletize things for them. I think that that kind of speaks to a lot of those soft services that maybe they don't consider, I guess, but really rounds out the offering.
And it makes the accounts payable people very, very happy.
Oh, absolutely. Well, because, you know, if you don't use XYZ manufacturer's account very often, then the line's not going to be very big, right?
Correct.
But,
correct.
You know, it's just like with anything with credit. You use a line and then that line gets increased based on you paying it back well. And it's just that level of trust and partnership.
Right.
So, well, I love that. Boy, talk about some great offerings. I haven't got a chance to touch on the digital signage, but I am going to be tackling Jay in a little bit. And so, yet again, just another offering from Almo to help our integrators make money.
Very much so. Please give us a call. Any questions with audio, we're here to help.
Awesome. Steve Alexander, it's been a great time.
Thank you, ma'am.